heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. The footlong sweet onion chicken teriyaki and the footlong Subway Club are a mouthful to say, so don't say them, eat them. Subway. So much sandwich. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to $25 gift cards simply for signing up. See Club for details.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller, along with Jerry Newberry. As always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you, the men and women serving in our military. It's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks, man.
You know, I feel like you're like a special guest now.
It's been, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're traveling, you're doing this, you're in Alaska, and we'll talk about all that.
Okay.
But this is pretty exciting. First of all, I have, and I think everybody growing up has like this heroic attitude toward the Green Beret.
Well, that's what it's all about,
well,
kid.
I got to tell. I mean, seriously, the Green Beret is that was always like the elite of the elite.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And there's a Green Beret Foundation that really I just found out about. It's been around since 2009, and Francis Arias is the operations manager. Francis is on with us now. How are you, Francis?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Great. Thanks for taking the time today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think I have this right about the Green Beret Foundation, that you guys, when there's a Green Beret member in a hospital, you guys give them $1,000 and a little basket of essentials for the hospital stay. Is that right?
Right. So that's a part of our casualty support. What we do is we issue, so when a Green Beret is injured downrange and is medevaced, we issue a check for $1,000 to help with, the unexpected costs that come with, hospital stays. So, eat hospital food all the time.
Just immediately, yeah. Though. I mean, that's just,
boom. Yeah, the immediate needs, absolutely.
Because,
in an emergency case
so cool.
like that, you never know.
Right.
You might forget to pick up toothpaste, and pack stuff like that.
Right.
Well, most of the time when people are medically evacuated, they show up in a hospital. They have nothing.
Yeah.
They absolutely
that's
nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's where our casualty ruck comes into play. It's a special forces grade rucksack or backpack that is filled with GBF gear. So you have T-shirts and hoodies and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Especially a hoodie, because, when you're in the hospital, it's kind of a cold place, right? And so sometimes, the hospital, blanket may not be enough. So
right.
We make sure to include something like that to be able to, make the stay a little bit more comfortable.
How cool though? I mean, just $1,000, boom.
Yeah.
There's a check for $1,000 and no questions asked.
And unless
really
you've ever been
cool.
in a position where you've been transported somewhere and you don't have a toothbrush, you don't have any clean skivvies, you don't have anything.
Right.
Believe me, it's not a good feeling.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know what? I got to get this off my chest, if I may. And I'm Army, and I'm partial, and I was a paratrooper and all that kind of stuff. But I'm a little bit irritated because it seems that all the publicity about our special operations people,
right?
It's all about the Navy SEALs, and God bless our Navy SEALs.
Well, that's a good point.
But you
that's
just
a good
don't
point.
Hear. Anything about the Green Berets, and I happen to know they're there operating because I, I talked to some of them, but,
Francis,
very low key.
Is that a pretty true statement?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I mean, you got to remember too, that the special forces community, they like to call themselves the quiet professionals.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see them talking about, where they've been operating. They're not really in movies or in books or anything like that. I mean, not to say that there aren't any books about, what has been going on at least since, post 9/11 conflict and stuff. But our guys, the community does definitely, uphold that quiet professional kind of, mantra per se. Yeah.
How many current members of the Green Beret?
There are about 7,000 Green Berets currently operating around the world. That's like 0.3% of all the military.
And can you tell us a little bit about the training for the Green Beret?
Sure, yeah. So, I mean, you've got to go through, so you go through Fort Bragg. You're going to go through the qualification course. And then from there, you begin to learn about unconventional warfare. You learn about the five different core missions, which are, you know, unconventional warfare, foreign and internal defense, special reconnaissance, direct action, and counterterrorism. Once you wrap that up and you kind of get an understanding of how to work with a team, then you start working on understanding the MOSs, the military occupational specialties, which Green Berets on an ODA, it's a 12-man team. They're all cross-trained in weapons, communications,
medical,
intelligence, medicine, right, and engineering. And then from there, once they wrap up and graduate, then they head out and they continue some of their training. Like, for example, 18 Deltas are Special Forces medical sergeants. Their training is a little bit longer, obviously, because it's, you know, medical training.
Right.
But
you can't be a dummy and be a Green Beret.
No, you can't be.
Right.
And if I'm not mistaken, you have to be, of course, airborne qualified.
Correct.
And Ranger qualified, is that correct, too?
No, you don't have to be Ranger qualified.
Okay.
But the
Green Berets' mission is also somewhat different than the SEALs and the Rangers.
Correct.
Green Berets, how would I explain that? They have a hearts and minds kind of mission.
They're the premier unconventional warriors. They are the experts in training and advising.
Right.
And so when you see a lot of the stories that you hear about the guys, you know, it's not, they do direct action, but what they do best is training and advising. For example, currently, you know, the Afghan National Army, their special operations forces as well.
Huh. So they make sure that the community,
they'll go in and like she said, they'll train the locals.
Yeah.
Say in Vietnam is a Mountain Guards.
Okay.
And some of the other, groups. But they'll also do humanitarian work in a village.
Absolutely.
I just have in my mind about the Green Berets just going in and just kicking some ass.
Well, they can. they can, but their mission, like I said, is more broad than like the Rangers or the Navy SEALs. Do you have any direct connection to the Green Berets family-wise?
My personal story and my connection to the Special Forces community is that a friend of mine from college, Jeremy Border, he was assigned to First Special Forces Group. He was killed in action in Afghanistan in 2012.
Mm.
So that's my connection, and I have a very close and relationship with his family. I try and go up there to Dallas and try and hang out with him for his birthday, and of course, I always go for Memorial Day and for his anniversary, which is September 1st.
Well, that's quite remarkable that you're carrying on your friend's legacy in the way you are. And that's
talk about effective. You know, they've only been around since 2009, the Green Beret Foundation. They've spent over $6 million in support of the Green Beret community. And that's
Since 2009?
Yeah, right.
That's quite a track record.
Support to over 800 Green Berets and over 1,000 families.
Boy, wouldn't it be great, Randy, if we could get down to Bragg and
what?
And sit down with some of the Green Berets.
That would be cool.
Do a show or two, yeah.
Would that be possible, do you think, Francis?
I think so. I mean, I don't see why not.
Yeah. Man, that would be great. That'd be so cool.
Well, we'll need to talk about that.
Yeah.
And see what we can do to set that up.
Hey, Francis, what's the best way for people to find out more information on the Green Beret Foundation?
Drop by our website at www.greenberetfoundation.org, and we're also on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.
You got it. Francis, thank you so much, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate the time.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
These are men, America's best.
The National Defense is made possible by United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline, and by CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common weight.
Welcome back to the National Defense, Randy Miller, and our special guest, Jerry Newberry.
I'm mighty glad to be here, Randy.
Man, you've been all over the world. So you were just in Alaska.
I was, yeah.
Fishing? Yeah.
And goofing?
But some serious fishing.
Oh, man.
Deep sea fishing.
I'm telling you.
Well, the things that you guys were catching.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Halibut?
Halibut, yeah.
Yeah.
And
what was spearfish or something that you call it? Some kind of. All right, let's talk about your next trip. Because you're going to be coming, you're going next week.
I'm leaving tomorrow, actually, to drive down.
The VFW National Convention.
Yes.
And it's in New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Yeah. And so have you heard anything about it? What do you expect from the convention?
Well, I expect there's going to be a big crowd because it's New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Like you said.
Yeah. Huge crowd.
I've been on Facebook. People are already heading down there. You know, they're going down early to. Yeah.
Aren't you getting an award? Aren't you getting some kind of an award?
Yeah, Distinguished Service Award.
How about that? Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thanks. I'm not big on getting awards.
Well, I know, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was actually convinced, and you helped convince me that I should go down.
I think this is an important convention, too. You know,
it is.
In terms of the health care and everything else that's going on right now for veterans.
It's very important because... if you look at the various budget proposals that are being out there and some of the discussions, I'm not going to cut any slack here.
Yeah.
There are moves being made to privatize the VA.
Right.
Which I think is a mistake.
You said that for a long time.
Yeah. I get my health care at VA, and I can tell you we've got a great hospital here. Yeah. There are some facilities that aren't up to standard.
Just like there are bad private hospitals.
Exactly.
That are,
But you don't throw out the laundry, the entire laundry, because of that.
Yeah.
People forget that the millions of veterans that rely on VA for the health care, for the most part, they get millions of veterans aren't complaining about it.
Right. Well, you'd never hear about the good stuff.
Congress doesn't care about the commitment we made to our country, the price we paid to defend our country. All they're looking at, these are budget wonks who have no compassion, no feeling, and very short memories.
Are you going to be okay at the convention?
I might throat punch somebody.
Listen, I can't wait to get the report when you get back, though.
Well,
if you don't go straight to
Secretary VA is going to be there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So POTUS is not going to be there.
Right. Yeah.
So
does that mean anything?
Not to me, it does.
All right. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Hilton Hotels. With over 10,000 veterans and military spouses hired in the last 3 years, Hilton offers a world of opportunity. Visit jobs.hilton.com/military.
Welcome back to the National Defense. Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry, and he's back on with us, Jerry. It's always great to hear from the Paralyzed Veterans of America, and the executive director, Sherman Gillums, is with us. Sherman, how are you?
I'm doing great. Really motivated. Having a great time this week.
You guys, when you jump into something, you make it pretty big, don't you?
Well, you know what? Either go big or don't do it at all.
That's right.
We're talking about folks that have done have gone through tremendous challenges, and not a lot scares them. So you've got to really give them a challenge in order to make it worth their time to participate.
So this weekend in Cincinnati, Ohio, this the 37th annual National Veterans Wheelchair Games.
That's right.
And 37 years. How did all of that start, Sherman?
Well, actually, the Department of Veterans Affairs used to run a program. They didn't enlist the assistance of the folks that we're going to be the beneficiaries of it. And so it wasn't really, it didn't really take off until about 3 years into it. The VA decided to, let's bring in the folks that we're hoping will participate and will have the expertise to do this right. And so we began I guess it's officially 40 years, but with 37 years we've been involved, it's really taken off because, they listen to us and we help them develop new programs. I think we're up to about 18 adapt sports, but
right.
We're always looking to add more. So it started off as a very humble attempt to extend rehabilitation beyond the hospitals, and now it's become this almost a culture unto itself. And
yeah.
These veterans get up for it.
Yeah, humble definitely doesn't fit the description anymore.
No.
I mean, when you look at the list of events.
Right. Yeah, let's talk about some of those.
Yeah.
So you get air guns, archery, basketball.
Bocce
ball, which, by the way, I just found out is officially pronounced bocce ball.
Oh, it is.
That's right.
Yeah,
really?
It is. I just found that out.
No kidding.
It's bocce ball. Bowling, hand cycling. Boy, have you ever seen that? You talk about.
I know. I know.
Power soccer, rugby, swimming, table tennis.
Rugby is the premier event. That's the tough guy event. So that's the one that.
What is that now? The quad rugby. I know what rugby is, but what are you talking about? These are quadriplegics that are playing rugby.
That's right. Well, we don't mind
labeling
ourselves when it's representative of something tough, and so we have these folks that are rated because of the broken neck, and that limits ability in all four limbs. So that's where you get the quad from. But these guys get these chairs that look like battered tanks, and they just whack each other as hard as they can. just like rugby. It's in the spirit of rugby.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. The same guys who play rugby and the same guys who play quad, they're all nuts. They're all crazy.
That's right. You have to be nuts to play rugby in the first place. Then you put a tank behind it.
Are there rules in quad rugby? Because I've watched rugby and I've never.
What, right.
Are there rules to it?
There's only one. No crying.
That's a good one. and these are. Could you call them world class athletes?
Oh yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Well, let me make this very, very clear. We want to make this an accessible opportunity for anyone who wants to participate. And so what happens is this is sort of a breeding ground for those world-class opportunities. So you'll have the Paralympics, and you see the newer games now, the Invictus Games. They recruit from this pool of people.
Uh-huh.
So if we made it too exclusive, we wouldn't have the over 600 athletes we have. So it's to open the door to those other opportunities where you'll have higher class. In fact, because they're not world class, that's where you see the more of the danger, because these aren't the professionals that do it by the rules, and so
right.
because they play outside of the rules, it's oftentimes more entertaining.
I love it, and now these athletes are coming from everywhere: United States, Puerto Rico, Great Britain. This is exciting stuff. We're talking to Sherman Gillums from the Paralyzed Veterans of America, and Sherman, I want to ask you too about these kind of events. They do a lot more than just entertain. I mean, they really let people know.
They inspire.
They do. They really do.
Let me say this, that there are a lot of people, and myself included, who go, well, geez, I'd go to the gym today, except I don't,
right.
My toe hurts.
Right.
But if you've ever watched these games, and I have, there's no excuse for anyone not to get off their ass and at least attempt to do something.
Yeah.
Well, let me take it a step further. There's a hidden benefit to society because these games is the first real opportunity for peer mentorship for the veterans who oftentimes will be tempted into the 20 to 22 a day reality we live in. We're talking about veteran suicide. And so when you get here, this is the first time in many cases that a newly injured veteran has seen this many veterans in that same circumstance. And so when you're talking about veteran suicide, when you're talking about getting back to work, stopping homelessness and living a healthy lifestyle so that you don't have to live your life out in a hospital, this game does that beneath the surface. And I think that's the bigger benefit. And that's why we need folks to support what we're doing, because we're making these veterans, tax-paying citizens again and survivors and people who can contribute, not just somebody to be pitied.
Great point.
Yeah, that is a good point. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, the first time I saw a group of wounded veterans that were doing something like this, and I think it was at the Bataan Death March Memorial.
Yeah,
I mean these wounded veterans that are out there that are what was it 32 miles, some
whatever
crazy
it is, 27 miles or
something
whatever
like
it is,
that, and then you go what? I mean, it just it blows your mind, first of all, and then you realize, just like you said, Jerry, what am I doing?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
well, I tell you, people say that a lot. I think that what we don't do is we don't assume that we've seen the worst of that life has to throw at us. I mean, you have people with cancers, and so what we do is we try to inspire hope. All of us are human. All of us suffer mortality in some way, shape, or another, and we want to be inspirational in that you can overcome anything, whether it's the loss of a loved one, anything profound. So it's really about just setting an example, but we'll never accept that we're going to be the most worst off. We want to be proud of who we are and show an example of resilience so others can emulate that.
That is
well,
cool.
Well, that certainly demonstrates that. Listen, they might not be world-class athletes, but their hearts are world-class, and that's for sure.
I wouldn't want to go against them as a team.
I was going to say, if the definition of world-class athlete is you don't want to compete against them, then
here's a regular way of speaking about it. They're badass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got to be. Yep. To pick themselves up and to deal with everything that
they've gone through.
Sherman, so what's your specialty? Obviously, it's not rugby.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, I don't do the rugby too well. At the air guns, I was a pretty accomplished shooter in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's the beauty of it because it reconnects in some ways who, you know, the individual to what he or she was when in uniform. And and when I found out that was an actual sport I participated in, I won the gold medal that year.
I mean,
it's just, you know, first you got to believe you're world class, no matter what anybody else says.
Sure.
You got to believe it.
Yep.
And it manifests itself in many ways. And in my case, after those games, I finished my master's degree at University of San Diego and then got a job with Paralyzed Veterans. And that's why I'm here today. So for me, it was a gateway into reconnecting with my former identity while evolving a new one. But that's the one I took the most pride in,
is that
air guns competition.
Very cool. And it sounds to me like they got the right guy in the right job.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. I'm trying.
Hey, Sherman, let me ask you if these so this is a 37th annual wheelchair games this weekend in Cincinnati. And are they televised?
We're live streaming the games.
Why isn't this televised? This should be nationally televised.
It should be.
Here's the thing. You know, so now we're seeing a big interest in wheelchair and adaptive sports with the Invictus Games and the DOD, the Department of Defense. They've got a big budget for this. So I think that once that level of interest heightened with, you know, you had presidents and other celebrities, which we were able to do this year ourselves.
Prince came over, right?
Oh, that was the other event. We had President George W. Bush sent us a message. Casey Affleck, Ben Stiller, Tom Cruise. They all sent messages, and these are just a few. But on wheelchairgames.org, you'll see some of the live streaming, or they can your listeners can go on hashtag NVWG. That's November Victor Whiskey Golf, and follow what we're doing. We're doing a lot in social media. We've gotten so wide with our reach that it's shocking how many people are interested. And I think that's where you're going to have the ESPNs and some of the others, the Fox Sports News and all those others, want to be a part of this. But you can also go on PVA 1946 on Instagram and Twitter or Facebook at Paralyzed Veterans. And we've got some dynamic graphics and videos there as well. So it's really easy to participate. And if your listeners will post hashtag NVWG in their social media walls, we'd really appreciate it and keep the word going.
And actually, I think the wheelchair games, I think it was the top, one or two trending on Twitter this week.
No, don't rob us. It was one.
It was one. Wow.
It was one for a period. You know how these things work. You don't get there unless people have put in, and I credit a lot of the celebrities for putting their star power behind it because that's where we hit new audiences that we ordinarily wouldn't have reached. And we got a lot of committed people on my staff that made this their goal, and they're certainly exceeding all expectations.
I'm excited to see this. I mean, it's not just great for the athletes themselves. It's fun to watch. And it's, just on an entertainment level and an inspirational level.
Yeah.
Well, everybody knows somebody who's had to overcome something. But this is a really inspirational way to put it on display. And these people, I mean, you would ordinarily you see folks that are disabled. They're you know, you almost feel a sense of shame for them. These folks are out there. I mean, they are proud of who they are.
Right.
These are veterans. They're not going to run away from. You know, they're going to just put to rest any stigmas that one might have. So if there's a mom out there with a, we have Kids Day today, in fact, and if there's a mom or a dad out there with a kid with special needs, having those kids come out here, we're their heroes, and we love that. So we're going to keep putting ourselves out there for everybody to see who we are and be a part of it if they want to.
That's a good point, you know, with kids and to see themselves in someone competing like that. That's fantastic. Executive director. I'm sorry?
Kids Day will be shown on Facebook Live, so that'd be a nice one
for your
listeners to take a look and see how we engage and mentor the young kids that have disabilities, but they certainly don't feel disabled.
Yeah, and we want to have you back on, Sherman, to talk about the PAVE program, but thank you so much for coming on. The 37th National Veterans Wheelchair Games in Cincinnati, Ohio this weekend. Executive Director Sherman Gillums of the Paralyzed Veterans of America. Thank you, sir.
Thanks. I hope to see everybody on Paralyzed Veterans through Facebook.
You got it.
Take care, brother.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, gents. You too. Thanks.
Be right back here in the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. It's time for another Minute Clinic Minute from CVS. And Army veteran and Minute Clinic nurse practitioner Holly Kautz is here. And Holly, another thing around the pool, especially, and maybe not just with kids, but I can remember this as a kid.
High school, I remember.
Swimmer's ear. And here's the other thing, and thank God that the Minute Clinic is there, because when I was a kid, there was no Minute Clinic, and you just had to suffer with that and just figure out what to do. But they can come to CVS to take care of that, right?
Yeah, and it is. It's acutely painful, and so we're really happy to be able to be there for our patients. But let me just tell you a little bit about swimmer's ear. Definitely swimming can increase your chances of getting it, especially if the water sits in the canal for a while. It just provides a nice environment for bacteria growth. And if you have any little microscopic scratches in that ear canal, that's when that bacteria kind of settles in and causes that infection. And it is acutely painful.
Often
it will. And it usually happens a day or two after swimming, and it'll be really itchy, but it also is very painful, very inflamed. We've even seen ears that are just about swollen shut.
Wow.
In the canal. So definitely come and see us. But I will tell you, the way you prevent it, you want to dry that ear out when you come out of the pool with a towel. If you still feel that there's some water left in there, you can buy stuff over the counter, but you can also use a solution of half rubbing alcohol and half vinegar and just put a couple drops in there, let it sit for a few minutes, and then tilt your head to the side to drain it. And then one more tip, using a blow dryer on a low setting. Your canal to just kind of dry
sense.
It out.
That makes
can
sense.
Be an easy way to do it.
Half rubbing alcohol and half vinegar.
So do you?
That's what Jerry calls an Arnold Palmer.
Well, I was going to say throw an olive in it.
Don't drink that.
Thank you, Holly. We'll be back next week with another Minute Clinic Minute from CVS and the National Defense.
This has been the National Defense, made possible by Ford. Go further by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. The footlong sweet onion chicken teriyaki and the footlong Subway Club are a mouthful to say, so don't say them, eat them. Subway, so much sandwich. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. By United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common wait. By ADT Security, for over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to $25 gift cards simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.